Hello, good evening. My name is David and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything and your answers will remain confidential. Can you help me with this?
Why do you sound like an Indian?
Sorry, I'm not an Indian. Can you help me with the survey, please?
Your tongue, the way the words come out your tongue, it sounds like you're an Indian. Like you're calling from Mumbai or one of those little offices in Mumbai.
No, we're in Florida.
In Florida? You're not in Florida. You're using a Florida number. But you're over a network.
Sure, if needed, I can provide with your office number.
You know, out of many people, there's few people that does technology like I do. So we know what works and how it works and everything. Primarily, that's calling me from Florida, and I'm sitting in Florida. Because number one, it's 8:30 at night. You're not in an office in Florida. It's early in the morning somewhere. So you just came to work. And you turn your laptop on or your computer on, you put your headset on and you start making calls. Isn't that right?
Sorry,
all business stop at 5 o'clock here in this country.
I'm sorry.
So there's no way you should be calling. Your opinion, the way you say opinion is how the Indians pronounce it when they call with camp call. Do you know that the mobile carriers now, they tell you when it's a scam call coming in, and they trace the number?
I'm sorry, would you be able to help me with the survey?
To help you? So say the word correctly, help you. If you're in America, you should pronounce English properly, no?
Would you be able to help
you? Would like for me to help you? Say the word help properly.
Thank you so much.
But say help properly.